And it's a new industry. It's the new way of this direct-to-consumer relationship. And that's the thing I didn't like about the Complex situation was, it's like they're going to try to start the new way of doing things and you're still robbing the artists. Like, why the artists don't get paid? Why is it even offered to them? Like, you know what I mean? And why is this attitude that we're doing you a favor? Doing you a favor. 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 Doing you a favor.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And no E-Color. I know y'all were waiting for that.
Yes, sir. E-Color had a previous engagement.
You know, so Swervin's out, so we're in. It don't matter. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is hip hop pioneer DJ Kool Herc lists his top five MCs, top five alive, I guess.
Top five dead or alive.
No doubt. So, the copy reads as the following. The legendary Melly Mel, KRS-One, is Herc's first two choices and probably in line with the average rap fan's expectations. Then Herc goes with Lil Wayne.
What?
He said Lil Wayne's very witty, and I knew he was going to be who he was before he did. And then after that, it was Kanye West were the next two on the list. I'm questioning that, but in any case.
Dude, I just listened to the new Kanye, nigga. That
shit is trash, but but I digress. So here we go, drum roll. You figure he's going to, by the way, he's on the Comeback Jack show. Just if you want to go listen to Herc for yourself. He names the fifth one. And the person who wrote the article is saying, is he going to name, you know, is it going to be Eminem? Is he going to name any of the female greats, MC Lyte, Lauryn Hill? No, guess again, it's Chris Brown.
Dope.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That Homer Simpson. Dope. That type of shit. Chris Brown. And so you got to ask yourself. And I guess Comeback Jack asked him, although I didn't listen to the interview, I'm not sure for sure, why Chris Brown? And apparently Kool Herc says, I dance. And I don't know what that means. But I think if you do a forensic breakdown simply of this list, Kool Herc, where he is, given what he's done and where he's from and way he looks at the situation, of course he's going to name Melly Mel. Of course he'll name KRS-One. That's easy. That's reasonable for greatest of all time list. I don't have any problem with that. The next two are only names that he knows in the news. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's just be honest with you. I mean, Lil Wayne and Kanye. I mean, Wayne is famous because he is suing his ex-boss. And now, apparently, I guess the lawsuit's off because there was a settlement of $10 million. I don't know. I'm not covering that on this show. But in any case, and then Kanye West, every other day he's on TMZ for his wife's assets, if you will.
Exploits.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to call them ass sets because that's all it is. Chris Brown is also in the news, but he's not in the news for dancing. He's in the news for
gang-type stuff.
Gang affiliation. He's in the news for assaulting women, you know, that type of shit. Baby mama drama, TMZ shit, you know, paternity shit. That's what he's in. So, look, I'm not that arrogant to be like, oh, Kool Herc don't know what the fuck he's talking about. But by his list, you can tell Kool Herc is not really involved in the day-to-day situations of top five MCs. I mean, he has enough knowledge and forethought to say Melly Mel, that's from his era, KRS-One, which is reasonable. But to throw in Kanye West, Chris Brown, and who else was it? Kanye West, Chris Brown, and Lil Wayne. That's just who I can think of right now, who's today. So I can sound current. Damn. And that's unfortunate because Kool Herc, you know, is on the Mount Rushmore of hip-hop. Kool Herc, Grandmaster Flash, Afrika Bambaataa, and Mr. Magic, in my estimation, is Mount Rushmore of hip-hop. But, you know, he's not really following hip-hop day-to-day, G.
Well, B, this is... It's just a shame when your legends start to sound like antiques. Like they just need to just sit there and look pretty. and don't say anything.
Well, that's true, right? And
but Kuhurk, like you said, he doesn't have any knowledge of what's going on in hip hop. Maybe for the last 10, 15 years, period. Because he's just out of the game. Has no clue.
That's true. And I think that Herc, actually, to be honest with you, isn't even the only one. I've heard some statements from Afrika Bambaataa that are similar in nature. It just sort of shows that, you know, not that they got to worry about what your latest trap rapper today's doing.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying.
But when you're talking about top five lists, you should at least have some knowledge of what's going on in hip hop for the last 15 years.
I guess overall, I'm just saying Herc is not a historian. And I think that a lot of people come to Herc. I think they come to Bambaataa and others as, yo, son. They're not historians. They're not. And a lot of times they're going to grapple and grab a name, a current name, to sound current. And that's all that is. Chris Brown is a name, you know. And Chris Brown is rapping, though.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. Exactly what he's doing.
Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Chris Brown is rapping. So, next topic on Hip Hop Digest is artists who release exclusively on Tidal may suffer on the charts. Jay-Z's new $56 million baby Tidal streaming service has got the paid crowd saying, we're going to do exclusively on Tidal. According to Billboard charts, Tidal is a very, very, very small percentage of the listeners who listen in the streaming services. Spotify.
Shots fired.
Yeah, Spotify, Pandora, you know, Apple, Beats, all of those, way higher. Way higher.
All now part of the machine.
Now, Tidal is paying more per stream. None of that 10 million streams, $200 Pharrell shit. No, paid people, Madonna, Alicia Keys, Kanye West, gonna get paid on Tidal. Now, Kurt G, I gotta ask you a question. What means more, chart position or the actual money that Tidal's going to pay them? Considering it's going to be more money per stream, but not as much saying that you're the shit.
And for me, give me the fucking paper, nigga. You never got to know my name.
You got to put yourself in a paid person's position. What means more? Your payday on Tidal, which, first of all, you got to remember, Tidal and what Jay and all these paid artists is saying, our celebrity alone is going to want to make people who watch TMZ and who are celebrity slide riders want to tune in to a very expensive streaming service in order to hear expensive, already paid musicians.
I just can't stop looking behind the curtain, nigga.
Nigga.
And what I'm seeing right here is them telling Jay and all you paid niggas, get in your fucking place.
Really?
Basically, get in your fucking place. We've been running this shit for eons. Don't try to come in here and upset the apple cart, motherfuckers. Do it the way we do it, the way we want you to do it, or we're going to shut you the fuck down.
Really? They're going to shut Jay down?
That's what they're telling them
They're going to shut the
nigga,
corporate.
We're not even going to recognize your shit if we don't do it the way we do.
We're going to shut the corporate rapper.
Nigga, you
and
don't
everybody
who
who's got 3%. Daft Punk got 3%. Kanye West got 3%. Alicia Keys, they all got
nigga,
a small percentage.
We made you motherfuckers. Don't forget that. We made you motherfuckers. And we can break you motherfuckers.
Ain't nobody talking when I'm talking, fellas. Shut the fuck up.
Exactly. This is my motherfucking house. And you motherfuckers better get in line.
Hold up, man. Hold up. You got the corporate. You got the corporate who is saying, I'm big enough. I'm going to get in where the bosses are now.
Oh, he's got, that's grand illusions right there.
Oh.
He can get there.
Oh.
He can be there as long as they're there with him. As long as we bring you in and put you on that level as a la Dre, you're good to go. We'll make you a billionaire, nigga.
Oh.
But if you try to break off and think you're going to go opposite and do not what we want you to do, nigga, We're going to show you what this shit is all about, motherfucker. We're going to show you gangster for real.
If an artist puts a song out exclusively on the Tidal service, the song will chart lower on Billboard's Hot 100.
See?
Since the service isn't as popular as other platforms like iTunes and Spotify.
So if you fuck with them niggas, basically telling the artists, if you fuck with them niggas over there, you ain't getting a high position over here.
Boy, that's $56 million. That's a lot of guap the corporate spent, yo.
Yeah, he better hope his portfolio's nice so he can make that right back.
Oh, shit. Next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. Is John Singleton has been replaced in the Tupac movie. While everything is going swimmingly well over at the NWA set, Dr. Dre and Ice Cube are loving it. Their legacy is sizing up to be really well. I always thought John Singleton would do the NWA movie, but I digress. But everything's going well over at the NWA set. Over at the Tupac set, John Singleton has been fired.
Nigga, get out.
He's been replaced. John Singleton, who knew Tupac when he was alive, has just been replaced as the director of the feature film about the rapper's life. Devil in a Blue Dress director Carl Franklin has been tapped to replace Singleton. The show will go on without Singleton. Shooting is expected to begin in August or September.
One monkey don't stop no shout.
John Singleton says, the reason why I'm not making this picture is because the people involved aren't really respectful to Tupac's legacy. He said on Instagram, and I'm going to shoot my own Tupac feature film. Going to do it myself. And this gets down to something that I'm very sensitive about.
Okay.
And I'm going to repeat this because to this day, I have never watched Notorious. I have never watched Notorious because I believe that Notorious was a legacy destroying money grab by Sean Combs.
I might agree with you.
And that the NWA movie will probably be spectacular because enough time has passed that you can accurately and appropriately size up someone's legacy.
Plus, you got enough people involved that actually were a part of NWA.
Well, that's true. Apparently, all the members have been contacted and have had input on how this goes down. Specifically, Dr. Dre and Ice Cube, who are heading up that whole executive production situation. DJ Yella's been talking about it. I haven't heard any comments from Ren, but I'm sure he's been contacted, etc., etc. Everybody's on board. Tamika Wright. It's set up. It's beautifully set up.
There's no supposed to be done.
Right. There's no beefing. Now, over at the Tupac. Now, it's been enough time. You could do a wonderful Tupac movie. But you got to have a director like John Singleton. You got to have you just can't plug somebody in there.
They at least need to have enough people that actually were part of his life and know what's going on with Tupac to actually have some input.
There's some heavyweight hitters, including John Singleton, who were close to Tupac and knew him. Jada Pinkett Smith is another one. She's Hollywood big time. You got to contact her. Now, I know Jada want money, you know, but maybe she figured, you know what, I'm going to make sure that my friend's legacy is 100.
Right.
You know. I don't know, but back to Coons and the Notorious. That's why to this day I haven't watched Notorious, because I believe that it was a money grab. You needed enough time to go by for Small's legacy to be sized up the appropriate way. So, shout out to John Singleton. I hope you do make your own film. It's very difficult.
Yes, especially in that genre.
Yeah, I know. You talk
about shutting the nigga out.
Yeah, you talking about, fella, shut the fuck up. Hollywood, my niggas, you know, that's what's good. Better call Harpo. Maybe she's interested. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Dodge. Just want to give a shout out to Hex, who is posting that wonderful vinyl, that Far Side in the blue vinyl of Bazaar Ride.
I
wish I had that.
Yeah, blue vinyl.
No doubt. And the No ID LP, which I got. No doubt. So I'm going to shout out to that gentleman. No doubt. Next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest. It's April, and we are celebrating the year 1995. And as I'm looking for April releases of note, in hip hop. I could only find one. Now, I did a pretty good search here. March was a fantastic month. There was a lot of LPs that we listed, but the only one I could find is the absolutely fantastic, wonderful, all-time hip-hop great Mobb Deep. The Infamous was released April 25th, 1995. Kurt G, talk about The Infamous.
Oh, my gosh, B. The Infamous. All I have to say is Shook Ones. And the first time I heard that beat, nigga, you talk about the ugly face, nigga. I was like, oh my goodness, what the
fuck? It's the height of East Coast hip hop.
Yes, B. I'm like, this fucking it's crazy.
It's a height of hip hop art, you know. And that's not just East Coast, on both coasts. I mean, again, you know, everybody wants to talk about the golden era. I maintain the golden era is from 85 to 95. Those 10 years and the amount of artists that are represented in those 10 years. At 85, Run DMC and Houdini and Fat Boys are still major players.
Yeah.
All the way to 95 where you have Wu-Tang Clan. And you look at those 10 years and the amount of change and the amount of artistic one-upmanship for the culture's good, that's my 10 years golden.
I stretched it a little bit. I went 85 to 99.
Yeah, well, you want to bring in Biggie
and Jay.
Jay and all the corporate and all these niggas. Yeah. Niggas.
Because they
you want to bring them niggas in.
But shit, B, that they made major influences on my listening.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I can't be mad. I'm just talking about the 10 years. But anyway, but what I want to do, Hip Hop Digest listeners, if I'm missing something, please go ahead and post it up on Twitter.
Any other April releases?
April releases. Yeah, because I got to be honest with you, I couldn't find any. And me and Kurt G was looking.
Yeah, we was definitely looking.
We was definitely looking, so no doubt. I want to give a rest in peace out to Walter Scott.
Wow, B.
Who was shot in the back by a North Charleston police officer, Michael Thomas Slager.
South Carolina.
Motherfucker got caught on his dash cam, you know, lying. Then got caught by somebody's cell phone, picking up the taser, dropping the taser by the body after he shot him 8 times in the back. I'm only saying this, ladies and gentlemen, because let me tell you something. The reason why that this situation is not going to be another Ferguson, because your man is in jail.
They charged him with murder.
And he's in jail. But my man texted me and said stranger things have happened.
Yep.
Rodney King was on video and folk got off. So the only way that this doesn't turn into LA 2 or Ferguson Major is if your boy gets off. And I at this point, I couldn't even imagine
the jury even thinking about letting this nigga off.
I can't even imagine. And it's so to the point that I can't imagine that if he were to get off, that's major. Yeah. You ain't got to worry about South Carolina going up, but you got to worry about Atlanta going up. Got to worry about D.C. going up, New York, Chicago, L.A., Dallas, Houston, urban centers, Oakland, just heavy going up. If he gets off.
Because that's crazy.
Because that's
fuck, you see a nigga running away.
Yeah. That's going to be too much.
Shoot him in the back.
That's going
to
be too much.
Possibly could this nigga have done for you to shoot him in the back 8 times, B?
Yeah, I got to say. That's just.
You could have tased him. When you got tired, you didn't want to run anymore. You just said, fuck it. This shit's crazy, B.
So, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. And that shit fucks me up. Yeah, I'm sorry. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Lil Wayne responds to Young Thug about the Carter 6, and Young Thug responds back. You know, I didn't even want to talk about this shit. Man, Kurt G. Go ahead and explain yourself why we talking about this shit.
Only because past shows, a few years back, earlier shows, you was talking about how this nigga one day is going to be replaced by somebody.
Indeed.
And yes. I'm just giving King Killer Cleo his props because you predicted that this would happen one day.
Yes. Yes. I mean, Lil Wayne, is having all kinds of problems at the label. The label has hired a new guy to come in.
That's so fucking disrespectful, though, B.
What?
You're going to hire another nigga to come in and take your spot, take your name.
Yeah.
His name is Carter.
And to say, I'm going to record albums Carter 6 through 10. So he's just
doing this shit like it's a movie project. Like it's a fucking, like it's one of these movie projects where it's a superhero movie or some shit.
Well, that's how
Superman 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
That's how dumb the fan base is. I'm sorry. That's how dumb. They can just
replace the nigga anytime
they want. Can just replace the nigga and to take his creations of his albums and say, you know what? We just going to plug another motherfucker in there and he going to continue the Carter series and y'all going to like it and you going to buy it.
Another nigga with a bunch of tattoos.
Same shit. So, you know, I was telling Kirk, you know what this shit reminds me of? It just reminds me of just niggas who just hiring niggas for circumstance. The corporate rapper back in the day, after that whole shit just went down, that whole Rockefeller shit broke up and shit, Jay needed street credibility.
He needed some street security.
He needed some street security.
Dipset niggas was upset.
Philly niggas was upset.
Yeah.
And he needed some street security, so he hired a motherfucker by the name of True Life. He literally hired a nut nigga, let him bust a couple verses, let him hang around the studio, you know, dumb nigga. But Jay needed that.
You know, this nigga got life for murder.
Now he got life for murder.
True life for real.
True, no doubt. And it's sort of, this whole Carter shit reminds me of that same shit. Birdman and them niggas need a fill-in. So we gonna hire this homo erogenous thug. Tattoos.
That just doesn't even sound right.
Homo erogenous thug. That's exactly what they hired.
But it fits him.
But exactly, because that's, you know, that's what he doing and shit. Licking his lips and shit on Instagram and shit. You know what I mean?
That's borderline, nigga.
And then the gall to say, this is Carter 6. So, like the fans won't say, well, I got Carters 1 through 5, and I'm going to buy 6 as a continuation in the series.
Right. So they can just argue, well, I think the thug joint is better than the Wayne joints.
Really? Come on.
And then 2 years later, they replaced thug with somebody else.
Come on. It's ridiculous. Yo, how dumb. I'm just saying, how dumb is the fan base? It just remind me of that OC Macko interview and shit, where he just literally is saying, niggas like my shit because they dumbasses. I mean, he said that shit.
Yeah, he basically called you motherfuckers stupid.
Yeah, that's the only reason why you like my shit, because it's dumb and y'all a bunch of dumbasses. It's ridiculous. But I digress. So, Lil Wayne responding at a Mississippi nightclub, basically saying, don't buy it. I'm the real Carter.
It's only one.
Don't buy it because Young Thug is on the cover naked. We don't do that. Now, Wayne,
take off our shirt.
Now, well, Wayne, he had his shirt off, I believe, at that show, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering about that. So Wayne ought to be careful and shit, you know, his history of kissing men, you know, that type of thing.
You're supposed to forget about that, B.
I'm just saying, you know, Wayne got to be careful in his righteous indignation. He's got to be real careful about that.
Do not throw rocks from a glass house.
Yes, indeed. Yes, sir. So it sounds like something your grandmama told you.
Yes, right.
No doubt. So anyway, Kerji, you got your shit together?
Oh, okay. Yes, I do. All right. This week,
Kerji, albums of the week.
Yes, yes. I'm on point this week. We got Dirt Platoon, Bareface Robbery. And we got Jay Live, his own self.
Yo, Jay Live?
Jay Live.
Yo, is that Jay Live official?
I like it, nigga. Okay. I do. I know you got a different type of taste.
Okay.
I know some of these cats I be putting on here, you be like,
I'm just saying, I'm a J-Live guy, though. I mean, I got J-Live's first 12-inch, though, that Bragging Rights, which y'all know about that.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I'm just wondering about that. I'm sorry, I interrupted.
An instrumental joint is a Buddha Monk Lounging.
Oh, indeed. No doubt. So, Kerr G wants to get the bucket out.
Yes, we're going to get the bucket out. And we're going to stretch a name out of this motherfucker.
See, I'm going to get up here and get the bucket. Shit.
Yes, we need to get it. Got to shake it around. Shake it around.
All right, here we go. We got the bucket. And the name out of the bucket is... Atticus Bojangles.
Who's that?
Atticus Bojangles. At Just Chris Boogie.
Just Chris Boogie.
Congratulations, you're the next guest on the Hip Hop Digest show.
Mr. Bojangles.
So anyway, shout out to him anyway. He posted a picture on...
that shit sound fake, B.
Twitter.
Give him a shout out on Twitter.
Well, he did post a picture.
Yes,
he did.
I mean,
it's not fake. No. I mean, it might...
I mean, we just called his name, and then we putting up a... saying, giving him a shout out.
Yeah, I look at Twitter. I don't post. I don't own a Twitter.
That's Mr. E. Green's lane.
But, that's swerving.
That's his 98th lane in that highway.
Anyway... So, the picture to me looks like Big L, Lord Finesse, and Diamond D.
I don't know if that's Fat Joe in the back. D-I-T-C, I guess that's D-I-T-C.
Yeah, I don't know who the light-skinned cat is. If it's Fat Joe, then that's a very different-looking Fat Joe. Maybe it's because he's mad young. I don't know. They all look really young in that pic. So, it looks like D-I-T-C to me.
Yes, and in honor of that, there will be a D-I-T-C cut at the end of this show.
Oh, word? Oh, that's what's up. No doubt. So anyway, it's just a two-man crew, just light work this week. Next week, I'm going to be on a cruise. I'm going to be in Mexico.
You're
going
to be out there on the Love Boat.
So that's what's up. That's right. I'm going to be in Mexico. So
Billy Ocean.
Kurt G got a music show for you.
Yeah, I got a music show on deck for next week's show.
So we'll see you when we see you. Peace.
One.
Yo, I missed the lunch special by a couple minutes. Cashier had me fucking living. Paid the difference like fuck it, back to tunnel vision. Lovely image but some pieces of the puzzle missing. Hustle vicious, cuffing digits to the funds infinite. A couple of the starting fives, say I'm becoming distant. They ain't got my heart in mind, you gotta love me different. Water dripping, darker skies and the thunder wicked. Got your mother in my subdivision, nickel. The records is cheaper than a psychiatrist. So is the reefer, light the pit, relieve your mind a bit. Had to have a cutie school me cause my shit the hoop. Remove the roof if you pop, get in a different loop. And never turn your back on who was macking with you since the stoop. Get a loaf and break bread in a business suit. Leather Avirex, old school, I'm invincible. Allah made the best, the rest lose to the pinnacle. String beans with the dice almonds. Writing 16's the answer when life's calling. Prefer the verbs, I don't really like talking. Swerve on your curb while you on the sidewalk. No words in the ride, only jazz tunes. Music counteract the bad moves, so I used it. Gave him some light around last June. Now I'm sharpened, distributing the stab wounds. Built the foundation under the grassroots. Great sounds, underground basement, break the glass roof. Niggas pushing 30 on that same block. No shelter, no umbrella when that rain drop. Get a spark of adrenaline when the bass knock. And the karma is evident, I'ma make a lot. I ain't never ate pork, but I don't make a lot. Just another brother aim to pop on a vacant block. Wistful thinking, anticipating the pain to stop. The time ticking in my favorite watch. Delicious dishes on the tabletop. Switch the district, rarely made a stop. On the road to get some major guap. Get funky as soon as I twist the mason top. Getting lit in the country, out racing cops. Cracker pulled me over for a headlight. Open container, got the ticket, I was dead tight. Right, six bills for the fine, but fuck it, I'ma get 6 mil with some time. Yo, Corona on chill with the lime. At times it looked dim, but still I'ma shine to the end. Have to stash half of what I get, cause the purpose to invest, establish habits of the rich. This sound like the Bloods having static with the Crips, till they found this shit dumb cause it's damaging the chips. Finally unraveling the gift, traveling over gravel cause the capital exists. Said I'm finally unraveling the gift, traveling over gravel cause the capital exists. Whoa.
Bareface robbery, what up, nigga? Check it, my skills shine like a fire on a hilltop. We wage war between the haves and the have-nots. Once many yet my if you know. Put half of our soul on paper and you know. My skills shine like a fire on a hilltop. We wage war between the haves and the have-nots. Once many yet my if you know. Put half of our soul on paper and you know.
Hey yo, before you walk, I urge you to crawl, cause the higher you aim, the further you fall. Gave a drunk a few dollars for a pint of McCall's. Told me once he had a future, bright as the stars. Learned the hard way that the game ain't fair to all his players. Once was blind that he can see like Bartimaeus. Studied engineering at UMD. Took his team to the finals of the ACC. Was on track like a train to an ACL sprain. Couple of games later, shattered his knee. Insecurity was born when his confidence died. Turned into the party guy, trying to find a new high. A cheerleader from the Terrapins got him hooked on heroin. You know, little Marie got a DC. He loved the ball like I love the MC. Now you could be him or you could be me.
My skills shine like a fire on a hilltop. We wage war between the haves and the have-nots. Once many yet my if you know. Put half of our soul on paper and you know. My skills shine like a fire on a hilltop. We wage war between the haves and the have-nots. Once many yet my if you know. Put half of our soul on paper and you know. Yo, I'm strong enough to drive a nail through your hard hat. My name rings from Crown Heights to Cognac. I'm well known, well liked, and well favored. Naturally flavored, dirt from the pavement. Yo, you niggas bring my shit, girls love it. Dre beats on they ears, singing my words in public. I'm a motherfucking wordsmith. Running tough like Marshawn Lynch and take the surgical approach. Since my slip to the roach, I'd rather be fruitful than broke. Give me a crook clear profit. That's the major topic. It's a method to my magic logic.
Salute, nigga.
Shout out to Prophet for strap. It's more deeper than dirt. We can't turn back. In 2 minutes, be out your rack and stand at attention. It's not about my patience, it's persistence. My skills shine like a fire on a hilltop. We wage war between the haves and the have-nots. Once many yet my if you know. Put half of our soul on paper and you know. My skills shine like a fire on a hilltop. We wage war between the haves and the have-nots. Once many yet my if you know. Put half of our soul on paper and you know.
The terrorists show they face every time they step inside a voting booth, cutting our
jobs and taking money from kids on after school programs. They just sit in the crib or they run in the streets just looking to live. End up in a prison that was built when they were still in the crib. You see, they had a plan from day one. It's a war going on outside, no man is safe from.
I'm quick to tell the captains you should free yourself. Putting cuffs and chains on so I can see your wealth. A lot of superstars shucking, jiving, lying. Promoting fast loop to the youth with youth dying. Tax man watching, double checking everything. Living out your dreams but living beyond your means. Better pay it off, not just interest fed. It's a loan, you didn't earn that bread. That said, when the banks run the nation, loan shark credit, no matter the occupation. Your job is a plantation. You bought enough fashion and pleasure, enough treasure. Slaving to feed bills, what up with your blood pressure? It ain't a game, but learn to play the cards that you were dealt. Along with health, wealth, and knowledge yourself. It takes discipline, humility, accountability, and responsibility in order to be free. Let's go.
And fuck stunts, I won't lie, I got stuck once. Then I seen the kids who did it, cocked my gat and got that back. Now you figure the rest, I'ma stop at that. You still living, cause I allowed it, coward. Running round, frontin' hard like think you bout it, but I doubt it without a sight, be taking hours to write. So if you write, just tell your man what kind of flowers you like.
I be the underworld dawn, certified bomb. Yeah, Parmesan and nice swans. By all means, my theme is to roast the cream like Joe. I don't wanna be a player, I just coach the team. Reign supreme, straight and still great. Can you relate? I'm after ill papes like Bill Gates. Don't flip drugs, just a slick thug that gets love. Make chicks bug, then take it all off like strip clubs. Too slick, on some ultra cool shit. On some you gon' need me before I need you shit. I got chicks hooked, half your cash shook.
Hey yo, Ness, these niggas frontin' and they far from crooks.
Nigga, look, I been right, just skating on thin ice. I hem mics, this cat's nice like Glenn Rice. Game's tight, so just get the name right. Cause I'd be damn if half your cats could rock the same mic.
We stand strong, even in the time of crisis. When I'm at passed on, we still march on dignified, walking with our heads up high. Soldiers till the day that we die, rest assured.
Now while y'all bite like termites, we'll shine like torchlights, burn mics. Truth is I'm better off mics. Get raw like GD on mics of all types. Four mics ain't enough, this royal flush is clutch. Realer than most, stay concealing the toast, but reveal the flames like the last days. It's mad ways to make the paper, but these chickens taste the vapor. I lace the flavor, wanna be major, that's my nature. I'm forced to kick the dopest shit, load the clip, let my mind spray. Foes submit, it's over with. Hold my click, black achievers drop bombs like bad receivers. You wanna see us, then beep us, cause we off the hook. I smoke the cheebers and remain here, cause they need us. Sell out, they wanna be us, but it ain't here. I blow spots and hold glocks for those cops that try to roadblock my road to the top. I throw shots, if not, I'm bird hunting in the suburb frontin', and I've been peep duke in the rear view, ain't nothing. That's what you say, but I say it's probably something and defronting. But on another note, y'all MCs better take it while y'all can get it. Cause when we hit it, we gon' rape it to let you know that DITC shit.
Now, who can recall all in all? Phenomenon is flawless, like diamonds being dug from my mind. Priceless, I am too much for the average man, nigga. Who can? You ain't fucking with digging, it's like walking on quicksand shit. My crew, we run a blitz on your team. Fantasizing ain't a thing, cause we fall from a dream. We live and learn, concern for one another like brothers. Am I my brother's keeper? No doubt I'm a believer in karma. Which niggas wanna bring the drama? Fuck with OC, get smoked like Skarma or ganja. Let me remind y'all once. If I gotta say it twice, we gon' find y'all. The way we roll up, have your teeth chattering. Now who's coldest? Digging in the craze crew, dignified soldiers.
We stand strong, even in the time of crisis. When our man passed on, we still march on dignified, walking with our heads up high. Soldiers, till the day that we die, rest assured. We stand strong, even in the time of crisis. When our man passed on, we still march on dignified, walking with our heads up high. Soldiers, till the day that we die, rest assured.